Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because there is power in the name of Jesus. Power to break every chain and power to break every yoke. Glory to God. Thank you for the light that comes into our heart today from your word of God. And we take that word today, we run with it. We take our position in Christ and we break those chains off of our necks. We declare that chains are broken from our lives, yokes are broken in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's get right to it. The four horns that we have been dealing with the last 3 days, and today is number four. According to the revelation shown in Zechariah chapter 1, verses 18 to 21, four horns are come to pummel down, to batter down the people of God. For God also raised up the carpenter's anointing to confront, to fray, and to beat down those that were beating down the people of God. To spoil the spoilers. Hallelujah. And we see in Isaiah 58, we see these four things that we must deal with in such a time as this. Especially when we have a convocation, a coming together to fast and to seek the face of the Lord and to declare our victory. Glory to God. And so the Lord said, is this not the fast that I have chosen, according to Isaiah 58 and verse 6, to do these four things? To loose the bands of wickedness, that's horn number one. To undo the heavy burdens, that's horn number two. And to let the oppressed go free, that's horn number four. And that we break, number three, and that we break every yoke, that's number four. And we dealt with the bands of wickedness on day one. And on day two, we dealt with the heavy burdens. And on day three, which was yesterday, we dealt with oppression and oppressing spirits. And today, yokes must be broken. Any yokes that remain. And these four things actually overlap. They overlap, but this is the catch-all. The breaking every yoke is the catch-all. It's like, well, whatever I escaped when we were trying to loose the bands of wickedness, whatever is still lingering in the heavy burdens, whatever I still managed to get through when we were dealing with oppression and oppressing spirits, well, let's finish the job this morning and break every yoke. Now, a yoke, if you think of, you know, the way they yoke oxen together and put the yoke on their neck, and so they can't go this way, you can't go that way, you know, just yoke them together like that. You know, and a yoke actually prevents whoever the yoke is upon their neck or whatever the yoke is upon, whether even it's a human being or, you know, even in the days of slavery, they used to put yokes on people's necks as if they were, you know, mules and as if they were oxen, and that the yoke prevented them from going this way or that way. You know, and, you know, they are forced to be, you know, in that yoke and that bondage. And it's kind of like, it's almost like put a straight jacket on somebody. They can't turn this way or that way. You know, yokes, and there are many kinds of yokes that we want to deal with this morning. Various kinds of yokes and anything that, you know, is not from God, that is trying to prevent us from enjoying abundant life, is a yoke. And we have yokes of sicknesses. We have yokes of diseases. We have even yokes of pains. You know, and you just have pain in your body and you can't shake. I mean, we have, you know, even the yokes we've talked about before, the heavy burdens yokes that the enemy puts upon the people of God to try to make sure we don't have time to worship the Lord. The yokes of putting money in a bag of holes. You work hard, but the enemy comes in and steals your joy. Takes the corn for which you have labored, takes all of these things, you know, and so forth. You know, we saw the story of the Midianites, Gideon, and the Midianites and the children of Israel. They had to hide when they were threshing corn. They had to hide in corners and places because when they prepared it, the Midianites would come, beat them up and so forth and take their labor and all of that, you know. And we saw that story in the Bible before. And we've seen how the Lord rose up and said in Isaiah chapter 62, and he swore by himself that the enemy will no longer, you know, have a field day going through your field and taking the corn for the which you have labored. He said, I'm not going to have it anymore. Isaiah 62 and verse 8. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. I mean, just picture that. It's like God has flexed his arm, you know, and saying, surely I will no more give your corn to be meat for your enemies. Neither shall the sons of the stranger drink your wine for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall also eat it. Hallelujah. And, you know, those that have brought it together shall drink it in the court of my holiness. So we see that God wants to set us free from all these yokes and burdens and so forth. And we're going to get to it in just a few minutes this morning, just laying a background for us from the Word of God. John chapter 8 and verse 32. Jesus made a declaration while speaking to the public. And he said, when ye know the truth will make you free. And I often say to people, the truth by itself doesn't make anybody free. The truth that makes you free is the truth that you know. Hallelujah. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And so we have been declaring the truth in this room, that ye may know the victory that has been wrought for you already in Christ Jesus. And when you know that truth, it begins to make you free. And he declared again in verse 36 of the same John chapter 8, and if the Son therefore shall make you free, then ye shall be free indeed. And the freedom that God gives is not the freedom of one day you are free, the next day you are back in bondage. Be not entangled again, he said. Now that you have been set free, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And there are also bondage of sin consciousness, bondage of even unrighteousness, bondage of all the various things that are not according to wholesomeness. Listen to this in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. This is the encouragement that the Lord gives us and the admonition that, look, when you are set free, don't be entangled again, hallelujah, in the yoke of bondage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, hallelujah. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you will be free indeed. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Spiritual bondage, physical bondage, bondage in our finances, bondage from our work, burdens, bondage from, you know, things of health not going well, bondage even of fear The Bible says that fear has torment. You know, so these are the things that we must deal with and finish the work today. But the work was already finished by Christ on the cross, but we are enforcing it for our lives this day. Hallelujah. Now let's read some scriptures that will help us to set our minds in the right frame. And some of these scriptures I may have read over the last 3 days because they all overlap. And I will read them again, and then we are going to go into prophetic prayers using these scriptures to declare liberty for ourselves. Hallelujah. We start at Leviticus chapter 26. I have read this two or three times during these rooms that we've done over the last 3 days, because it encompasses just about everything that we are talking about here. And I'm going to read it again. Leviticus 26 and 13. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. You can read it this way. I am the Lord your God that has set you free from the bondage and from the yokes that the enemy has put upon you, that you should not be the devil's bondman. I have broken the bands of those yokes and made you to go upright. Now, the Lord is telling you what he has already done. In this place, he's actually not saying that he's going to do it. He's reminding them that he has already done it. And he doesn't want them to put their necks back. Don't become a bondman again. You know, yesterday we talked about being in agreement with bondage. Don't be in agreement with the bondage. Reject it. That's why he says in Isaiah 52 and 2, shake yourself from the dust and loose thyself from the bands around your neck. At one time, you were in the dust. At one time, the bands were around your neck. But no more. That's it. Now, you know, and at one time, those heavy burdens were on your back. And those yokes were around your neck, so you can't turn this way or that way. And those heavy burdens make people to be bent over. They can't even stand upright. But the Lord is saying, you know, I have taken all those away, you know, and he gives an invitation all the time. He gave it many years ago, thousands, maybe 2,000 or more years ago. He said, come unto me. Matthew 11 and 28. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he gave that invitation, and that invitation stands still today. If you've been laboring and staying up, waking up late, waking up early, staying up late, according to Psalm 127 verse 2, only to eat the bread of affliction or the bread of sorrows, and you're working hard, but still not making ends meet, you got to do this and do that and the other, and still things are not together, and everything that you earn is falling apart, because it's like putting money in a bag of holes, because you have to use all of that to service problems and ill health and all that. The Lord says unto you, come unto me. Matthew 11 and 28. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. His yoke is not like these other yokes. Trade the yokes of the devil for the yoke of the Lord. God's yoke is almost like just being united with him. That's what it is. You're in union with Christ. It's not the other kind of oppressive yoke. Learn of me, for I am weak and I'm lowly in heart, and I will, you know, give you rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus already bore the burdens, for he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And then by his stripes, we are healed. The Lord took all of that. So now we can go easy. My burden is light. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. You know, how does the Lord break the yokes? Well, he does it through the anointing. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden of the devil, the Assyrian, and whoever else, and all those four horns that are pummeled and battered down the people of God, the yoke shall be broken off of thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the carpenter's anointing is here this to break those yokes in the name of Jesus. Right now, we are going to break every yoke. Every yoke. The anointing is here. The carpenter's anointing is here with us to break the yokes. Hallelujah. The yokes that the enemy and these horns have put upon us. The Lord said, I will break those yokes because of the anointing. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 11. Again, here are just some scriptures for us to arm ourselves with. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest and not comforted, the Lord said, well, your deliverance is here. He will beautify you with many, you know, sapphires and different things like that. And enough of that being tossed up and down, enough of the affliction. It's time for us to enjoy our deliverance. Psalm 107, verses 15 and 16. Oh, that man, the psalmist said, would praise the Lord. For he has broken, that's right, he has already done it. You know, he has broken the gates of brass, and he has cut asunder the bars of iron. There are sicknesses and diseases that are also yokes. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15 tells us that the Lord will keep us separated from the diseases that are upon the unrighteous. That's what the Lord said. He promised it. And we need to believe it in our hearts. The Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of those evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee. Oh, lay them upon those that hate you. Hallelujah. Also, the same thing in Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. The prophet Isaiah, speaking about the work that the Christ would do for us, prophetically looking forward at the time. But we see that in 1 Peter 2:24, Peter, looking back, said we were already healed. But here is how Isaiah put it out. Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried the burdens that gave us sorrows. All those heavy burdens on our backs that caused us to be bent over and not to go upright, the Lord has carried them. And we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was for us. He wasn't afflicted for himself. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. And 1 Peter 2:24, like I said, Peter looking back and said, by whose stripes ye were already healed. You know, so thank you, Jesus, for completing that work for us. Glory to God. Now, it is time for us to take our position in the Lord. Hallelujah. We take our position and we claim what God has already done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this is the time for us to shake off anything that is still remaining. It is the time for us to lose the bands that are around our necks. As I said yesterday, it is time for you, when you get up in the morning, every day, you look in that mirror and you say, no, we're not doing any of that, you know, depressed stuff and all that. We're not doing that today. Today, I'm walking in the liberty that God has given me in Christ Jesus. There are many other scriptures that I can bring out, but I'm going to leave it there because I want to really pray over everyone that's here today. Remember what we read in Luke chapter 1, verses 21 to 22. When a strong man keeping his goods, he thinks his palace is, you know, secure, and he thinks everything is good. Well, until a stronger than he shall come upon him, and the stronger man will bind him and spoil his goods and will disarm him. He will disarm him completely, you know, and all the armor in which he trusted, a stronger man would take it away. That's what Christ did for us. You know, he left captivity captive. You know, he went and took from the mighty man his prey. And that's what Isaiah 49 tells us. He says, shall the prey of the mighty be delivered? Hallelujah. Isaiah 49:24. Or the local captive deliver? Shall you take the prey from the mighty? Can you do it? Well, if you are stronger. And the Lord has said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Glory to God. Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and his prey shall be delivered, because the Lord gave us the power to do it. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Behold, I give you power. Glory to God. Now, if the Lord gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that makes us stronger. That means you can do what is written in Luke 11, 21 and 22. Now that you are stronger, you can bind the strong man and spoil the spoiler. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus, when he was praying, he said in John, when he was praying for them in John chapter 17, he prayed a powerful prayer, not only for his disciples that were there at the time, but he was praying for the rest of us as well. In verse 18 of John 17, he said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so do I send them into the world. That was in his prayer. But just before he left, he turned around and said to them, in John chapter 20 and verse 21, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, how did God send him? Well, we're told in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, this is how God sent him. And if God sent him this way, and he said that he is sending us the same way, you know, that gives us the assurance that we have power to do the same, not only for ourselves, but to set other people free. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 10 and 38, with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's a brief lesson for today. encompassing all that we have spoken about the last 3 days. And today, any yoke that remains must be broken. Praise the Lord. And when we are in His presence, when we are on a roll, don't stop. You know, why would you stop? You know, but you've got to stomp the residue down and finish it all together. We read the story in 1 Samuel, or I told you of the story in 1 Samuel chapter 5, you know, where the Lord said and showed us, depicted to us how the power of the enemy, you know, such as Dagon, brought before the ark was falling. The first time falling, the second time also falling. Head and arms and limbs cut off, but he left that stump. I mean, he left basically, you know, the stump for us to stomp it down and finish him off. Glory to God. So that's what we do in our lives now is, you know, we've got to enforce what the Lord has already done and don't give that chance to the devil to raise his ugly head. Finish him off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, we've got the power to do that because we have the victory through our Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us. We also have that power of the Holy Spirit. And you got to walk in the light. And you got to have this power to do it. The seven sons of Sceva, they tried to do it, but they didn't have the real power. They were just trying to imitate, you know, Paul. And they said, look, the Christ whom Paul preaches, well, we are going to use his name to try to do the same thing. You can read that story in Acts chapter 19 from verse 11 or so, about 20, you know. Well, they didn't have the real power, and they were trying to do what they thought they saw Paul do. Paul was doing all kinds of miracles. Handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from his body, were healing the sick, were doing all kinds of things. You know, evil spirits were crying out, and so on. So, you know, some people saw that and they said, well, you know, let's do that. You know, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, come out of him. And the devil said, well, you know, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? That tells you that, look, you got to have that power. The disciples, they love to eat and not fast, you know, and even the Pharisees complained about it. And Jesus, their backs, he said, well, you know, children of the bride chamber cannot fast when the bridegroom is with them, you know, but there's going to be some days coming when the bridegroom is taken, they shall fast in those days. Well, they didn't fast when they could or when they should have. And then in Matthew 17, you know, when they were confronted with a lunatic boy to cast out the devil, they couldn't do it. And they said, Lord, why couldn't we do this? I mean, we know that we should be able to do it. And Jesus said, well, number one, because of your unbelief. So we see that unbelief will get in the way even of the prayers that we are going to pray here today. Unbelief will get in the way. That's what Jesus told them, Matthew 17, verses 20 and 21. Because they asked him, say, why couldn't we do it? In verse 19, and he said, because of your unbelief. For I say unto you, verily, if you will have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, then you will be able to move even mountains. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. So you've got to have faith as we go into this prayer session. Nevertheless, he said, this kind goeth not out except by prayer and fasting, even if you have the faith. So two things are important. As we go into this prayer session, you know, we've been doing the fasting, so we got that one covered. Because that's why we do it. Because Jesus said you can't get rid of some things unless you do that fasting. You know, and so forth like that. Prayer and fasting. Fasting alone is not good without prayer. That's just dieting or starving or whatever it may be. But fasting combined with prayer. Prayer alone can't do it either. So you got to do the both together. Now, so that we got that covered over the last few days. The next thing then is you got to release your faith. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, because of your unbelief. So you got to release your faith. So I'm challenging everyone that's in the room here today. Let's release our faith. And let's see what the Lord is going to do for us here in this room today. And you're going to pray for yourself. You're going to pray for your loved ones, your children, your grandchildren, if you have those, your friends, your brethren in the Lord, and whomsoever you know. And even people in this room, pray for one another. But first, you pray for yourself. You know, because you cannot give what you don't have. By the grace of God, the things that I'm trying to give these last few days are things which I have myself received of the Lord. Because that's what Jesus said when he sent them out in Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 and 8. And he told them, you know, he said in verse 7, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Even cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely give. You cannot give what you don't have. So we give today unto you by the grace of God. The grace that we have also received of our Lord Jesus Christ. For I have received deliverances from the Lord and gave me assurance that I can give also the same. I have received healing. I have received, you know, I mean, just a lifting up. Hallelujah. God has caused my head to be lifted up. My head is no longer bowed down, folks. I don't go around anymore with my head bowed down. My head is lifted up. The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. You know, so as you begin to pray and deliver yourself from all these yokes, you know, and as you begin to feel the liberty of the sons of God, hallelujah, then you begin to pray for others as well. There must be no one left behind. Hallelujah. No one left behind. You know, and before I go into this prayer session, I'm going to tell you a dream or vision or revelation. I don't know what, I can't remember what it was. The Lord showed me some time ago. And it seemed like a lot of people were in a ditch. A big ditch. And we were trying to climb out. And there was this colossal big figure at the top of the ditch. And he threw down a lifeline or a line or something. And the rules were, you got to grab on to the rope, you know, and try to climb out. And he's going to pull you. But as you grab on to the rope with one hand, you've got to reach out a hand to the another person and grab onto them. And it was going to be like a chain. And he wasn't going to pull, you know, if you grab on with both hands and try to scramble and you leave somebody behind, he's going to stop pulling. And you got to reach out and grab somebody else. And I was looking at it. I was participating in it, but also looking, you know. And when everybody grabbed a hold of the rope or grabbed a hold of somebody else, then he was able to pull everybody out. But if you were scrambling and not grabbing on somebody else, he stopped pulling. So ladies and gentlemen, today, well, you know, I understood it after he showed it to me. And I know that, look, the Lord's going to pull you out, but you got to pull somebody else out. No one left behind. Hallelujah. And that's why we do these things. You know, praise God. We don't want anybody left behind. Now, it is time for us to go into prayers. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of deliverance. The final day of our four-day journey on this battle against the bands of wickedness, the heavy burdens, the oppression and oppressing spirits, and finally, every yoke that still remains, we are here right now. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for everyone that's in the room and everyone that's listening, maybe later on through the replays. And I begin to bring them before you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Unto them that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness, according to Malachi 4 and 2, arise with healing in his wings. And I thank you, Lord, because you have given us the same anointing that the Father gave you. Said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank you for that anointing, the carpenter's anointing that is here today. Glory to God. To break every yoke. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, as I pray over the room, everyone that's in here, every yoke that is still hiding, that's still remaining, every yoke that is still lingering, in the name of Jesus, I come against these yokes. Hallelujah. The Lord said he has given us power over all the power of the enemies. And therefore, being stronger than the devil, I put spiritual handcuffs, glory to God, on this strong man, wherever that strong man is in your life. I put spiritual handcuffs over him right now. Let my people go. Hallelujah. I command deliverance. Deliverance from the yoke of sickness. Deliverance from the yoke of diseases. Deliverance from the yokes of pains and otherwise. Deliverance from the yokes of heavy burdens. Deliverance from the yokes of oppressing spirits that bring depression. Deliverance from the yokes of even sin consciousness and the nature of sin and walking in sin. I command deliverance. Hallelujah. That we have that power to walk in the light. Hallelujah. And to reign in life by Jesus Christ. We command deliverance from the, you know, the burdens that make our heads bow down. The Lord said, I've caused you to go upright. And I've caused you to go up straight. We command deliverance for all the things that are holding you back. The gates of brass that got you hemmed in. You know, the bars of iron that got you prisoned up, imprisoned behind the bars. We command a breaking, hallelujah, of the bars. A breaking, a cutting asunder of the bars. A breaking of the gates. A falling apart of the chains. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to grow in stature. When you grow in stature, those chains will snap. Hallelujah. You grow in stature. You grow in our Lord Jesus Christ. Those chains that are around your hands and legs and feet, they'll snap. Because now you grow in stature. Glory to God. Snap those things. Even as the Lord said the other day, he said, the feeble one among them shall be like David when he went up against Goliath. Glory to God. And the weak one among them shall be like Samson. Woo-hoo. Now Samson could flex those arms. Snap off those chains. Now I command everyone in here, receive strength from the Lord. Not by your own strength, for by strength shall no man prevail, but by the strength of the Lord. Wherefore he saith to everyone that's in here today, that you should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And again, he said to you this morning, everyone that's in here, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. Quit ye like men and be strong. You know, don't let that devil play ping pong with you anymore. You know, be strong. Again, he said in Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And again, he said in Daniel 11 and 32, the latter part of it, that people that do know their God shall be strong. And they will do exploits like David. They will do exploits like Samson. Glory to God. And today, I am set at liberty. Are you at liberty today? Then stand fast. According to the words of Galatians 5 and 1. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. And be not entangled again with any kind of yoke. Whether it's any of these yokes that we have mentioned or other yokes that we may not even have mentioned. Hallelujah. And there are also even more subtle yokes. The yokes of unforgiveness. They are like a cancer. The yokes of bitterness. Bible says it will trouble your soul. The yokes of backbiting, taking off the accusation against your neighbor, putting out the finger. According to Isaiah 58, he gives us in the same place where he commands us to do this breaking of the bands during fasting. He said also that you shall put away from your tabernacles iniquity. Shall also put away the putting forth of the finger. Hallelujah. Those subtle yokes are there as well. And the yokes of putting forth of the finger. Jesus said, you take out the beam that is in your eye first. Then you'll be able to see more clearly. The little mote that is in your brother's eye. So, Father, we pray against all these little foxes that spoil the vine and all the dead flies that make the apothecary to stink. We bind them and put them forth in the name of Jesus. Now, put upon you, take unto you the oil of gladness today for mourning. Take unto you today the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, because those burdens and those heavy burdens that the enemy put on you are broken and they are lifted up. The Lord said, I've caused you to go upright and I've caused you to walk straight. Therefore, put not again your yoke, your neck under the yoke, and be not again his bondman. For you are set at liberty. And when the Lord shall make you free, as it is this day, then you are free indeed. Glory to God. I'm looking in the room and I commit my wife, Lady Ebon, into God's hands. Sister Christy, Sister Alexis, Sister Pearl, Sister Mary, Sister Lola, Sister Julia, Brother Raphael, Brother Colapo, Sister Grace, Brother Adewoye, Sister Heather, Brother Sam, Mr. Esosa, Mr. Michelle, every one of you. Mr. Rue, I commit you into God's hands. Letitia, Mylesha, and Josiah, every one of you that's in the room today, I lift you up before the Lord. And I say the crown of glory, the crown of grace is upon you in the name of Jesus. I speak directly to your spirit. Glory to God. Hear the word of the Lord. For he said, I am the Lord that has broken the chains of your neck. Therefore, you yourself snap out of it. I am the Lord that has taken away from your backs the heavy burdens and caused you to go upright. Therefore, saith the Lord, stand upright in the name of Jesus and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Today and every day, as you wake up before the day goes on, you come in His presence and command the beauties of holiness for yourself, even in the womb of the morning. As it is written in Psalm 110 and verse 3, that thy people shall be ready and willing in the day of thy power. Put on therefore your suit. Hallelujah. Suit on and strap on your weapons and strap on even all that God has given you to fight with. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And command these things that come against you, command them to be broken. Command the yokes to fall off. Speak also to your soul and say, soul, we're not going to be disquieting today. Soul, we're not going to be distressed today, but we are going to rejoice in the Lord. And we are going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Glory to God Almighty, in Jesus' name. Father, I cover everyone that's in here with the blood of Jesus. I command the Son of Righteousness. The Bible says, command ye me concerning the works of my hands. Let the Son of Righteousness, glory to God, let him arise over you with healing in his wings. And may the Lord give you the grace always to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that you may enjoy the covering of his wings. Under his wings shall thou trust. And those wings bring you deliverance, and they bring you healing. I am the Lord that heals the brokenhearted, he said. He heals also depression. He heals even the bitter waters, the bread of affliction, the bitter waters that have been in our lives. God heals them even today. We put on those waters, we throw onto those waters today the water God that brings life. Even the trees that are cut down, according to Job chapter 14 and 7 to 9, there is hope today of every tree that has been cut down. We sprinkle the water of life on it, and through this scent of water, let it bud again. Let there be newness of life. Let there be a new day. Hallelujah. And you can stand in the victory of the Lord and say, that was then, but this is now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And every time that devil tries to put upon you any other yoke, reject it. And don't be in conference with the devil. Put him out. The Bible says, cast him out. Hallelujah. He is an illegal occupant in your father's house. Where is your father's house? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, according to the book of Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so this whole earth, it's all the courts of the Lord, and it's your father's house. And wherever the devil tries to place his ugly head, get him out of there. Moreover, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That means it is the dwelling place of the Lord. So the devil doesn't belong. So expel him in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. When the devil is gone out, the Bible says he goes through dry places seeking rest. Finding none, he comes back to check out the place from where he came to see that if he can re-enter. And if, by adventure, he finds the place clean but empty, then he says, wow. And he goes and brings seven more, even more wicked spirits than himself. And they come in, and the end state is worse than the beginning. Therefore, today, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You need the power and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Let there be no vacuum. Hallelujah. When the enemy is gone out, fill it, the space with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Open your mouth wide, the Lord says, and I will fill it. And remember, the apostles, they received the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. But yet in Acts chapter 4, they came back four more. And the same place was shaken again where they were assembled. And they were all filled again with the Holy Spirit. Because they had been threatened and they came back four more. You can always come back for more of that. And as I often say, whatever spirit and power, revelation and grace that you have from the Lord today is like you taking a bucket to the ocean. Come back for more. There's plenty more where that came from. But never leave a vacuum. Fill it with the Spirit of God. Fill it with the garment of praise. Fill it with the oil of joy and the oil of gladness. Therefore, shall the redeemed of the Lord return unto Mount Zion. They shall return to their place, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And everlasting joy shall be on their heads, because sorrow and sadness, bands of wickedness, heavy burdens and oppressing spirits, and every yoke, those have been broken and those are flying away. And they shall be established even in their own place. The Lord bless everyone that's in this room. And may you go with the victory and a sense of deliverance and liberty in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, we have declared, it is so spoken, and so it shall be. The word of God that's gone out shall not return void, but it must prosper in its purpose for which it was sent, and must accomplish the thing that it was sent to do. So today, you have the liberty in Christ. Every yoke is broken. The heavy burdens are lifted. The oppressing spirits, they are departed from you. And all the bands of wickedness are also snapped and broken. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. And I pray also, Lord, for everyone that will listen in to this replay later on. In the same anointing that is present with us today, as it is written, the anointing is what breaks the yoke. May that same anointing be present with them. The power of the Lord present to heal. The anointing of God present to lift up the burdens, snap the bands of wickedness, cast off the oppressing spirits and break every yoke in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.